Do you want a 2-0 away defeat? Doesn't, I guess, tell the whole story. How did you see it this afternoon?
I was disappointed with us. We gifted them a goal after a minute. They'll think it's a good work free kick, but you know, if going to sleep from a throw-in is the disappointing thing for me, then keeper's made a good save. Going to sleep from the corner, you know, Harvey's admitted he went to sleep. How you go to sleep after a minute in front of 16,000 that is beyond me, but that's what's happened. And then for half an hour, they were better than us. We were poor, we were nervous, looked a bit shell-shocked. And any pressure that they were feeling before the game quickly dissipated and they were able to play with a bit of freedom. We got ourselves into the game after half an hour, and then he was not in the game then, between that and the end. And then the game hinges on a penalty decision that doesn't get given. And too often this season we've had really, really major decisions go against us. That's another one in the catalogue. We got one free kick in there half today. They must have got best part of 9-10. And that's probably what happens when you've got 15,000 fans baying for blood. But, you know, Billy Key nicks the ball around the corner, gets wiped out, takes his boot off with the kick. The referee says not every contact's a penalty. Well, on that occasion, it is a penalty. And when he sees it again, he'll be disappointed with himself that he didn't have the courage to give the penalty.
You had a spell, didn't you, in that second half? Oh, they'd gone. Cleared off the line.
They'd gone off with a 15-minute spell that they'd gone. They were panicking, the crowd got edgy, and they were all over the place, and we were picking up the ball at will and putting the ball into their box. We didn't do enough for today. And I think on the balance of the game, they probably deserve to win.
And then, I guess it's been your mantra for many years, you were going to get yourself back in the game, you committed forward, and stoppage time, you conceded a second.
Anyways, we got beat 2-0, it was 1-0. But, you know, we didn't like the way we conceded it. We've given the ball away cheaply in their corner flag when we've got eight players in their box down to get on the end of a cross that didn't come in. That's disappointing, but you know, the damage was done in the first minute.
Bigger picture stuff, it's kind of back to inconsistent results, isn't it? Kind of not able to get that distance at the
bottom.
Yeah,
the disappointing thing for me, it's the performance. The performance was way below par today. Our passing was atrocious. We looked shell-shocked for half an hour. And in that time, they could have maybe put the game to bed. They didn't. And then he was not in the game after that, you know. Just two sides who were just, you know, could have gone either way in the game. But, you know, sometimes things go in your favour. And, you know, another big decision at Fratton Park won't be the last one that Portsmouth get this season in their favour.
And you talk about nerves at the start of the game particularly, is that down to inexperience or was it kind of contagious?
Shouldn't be, you know, we've got good players here, but might be, you know, but we have to learn from this. We've got a big game on Tuesday and, you know, we can't dwell on it. We've got to learn from the mistakes that we made and then we've got to improve.
Does attention immediately turn to Tuesday now?
It's got to, you know, today's gone. We've got to learn from it. You know, little lucky coming to Portsmouth. We're not little lucky anymore. And the fact that Portsmouth are wasting time after 6 minutes tells you that we're not little lucky anymore. But we've got to start putting points on the board and maintain our league status.